Okay, new parak.
New parak
base. Yeah. It's hard parak.
Hardest kill? There's a parak and kill. It's like,
hard
like
stuff. Absolutely. Cleates. Cleates and clear. Cleates and clear.
Parak base.
Page Chav Zayin. Page Chav Zayin. It's a funny page.
Oh, so that's
it's a funny
I'm
page.
It, out.
It doesn't look like your average page. Klei eitz, uchlei ar, uchlei eitzim, uchlei zechuches, pishutehen tohoyin.
Eitzim is bones?
Yeah. Wow. Utensils made from bones, which is very common in the time of Chazal, and the kele made from glass, pishutehen and tohoyin. Their pishutehen means if they have not formed a receptacle. If these things are just flat blocks of wood or blocks of stone, tohoyin, let's see right away what that means. I have really no idea.
It means
they're in their simplest form. These objects in their simplest form, which I think means they do not have a toich, they do not have an inside. Okay, let's see the Rav will explain everything in very great detail. Let's see clay eights, clay r, clay etzem. Okay, so here he goes three different types of utensils: eights, r, and bone. Here he explains the parashas matos ksivit says v'chol beget v'chol kliar v'chol masse izim v'chol kliyet tischato. Now what does it mean? It has to be purified. These things means they're tamei. The word tischato means they must be purified. The fact that Torah says it must be purified is an indication that they are tamei. Umar binon mi v'chol masse izim, and we increase from the words of masse izim v'chol masse izim v'marbe. Anything which comes from a goat. Now, what kind of utensil can come from a goat? Min hakarnayim umin hatalofim, from the horns and from the hoofs. Tahainu clay etzem. Good, is that good? Are we okay? So anything that comes from cartilage, the horns and the hoofs is cartilage. And the interesting is that an animal, the bottom and the top, this is the difference, one difference between a human being and an animal. Mm. An animal, the bottom of the animal is cartilage, is the tlaf, is the hoof, and the top part of the animal is also cartilage, is the horn. A human being does not have that. A human being does not have the bottom, there is hard things. The bottom you have the toenails, but if you can even consider toenails to be the very bottom, is that called the very, very bottom? We don't walk on our toenails, we walk on the sole of the foot. On the top of the person is not cartilage, it's here. It's skin and it's here. It's a very interesting difference between mankind and human beings.
Animals
and human beings.
But not all animals have horns.
Right, okay, 100%. So here we're dealing with from the Edim, so these things are called etzim. Anything that comes from cartilage is lav dafka bar. We think a bone is inside the body. You cut up in the kish because you take out a bone. No, a bone is called even anything that's cartilage, which means horns and the cartilage, bones. That's not karam. We love that. No, the tlof.
Keep on saying cartilage for etzem.
Yeah, because that's what the Rav says. The Rav says, look at the third line. Dover habav min ha'izim. What's come izim? From the word min ha'izim, min ha'karnayim, the horns. What are horns made out of?
I guess you say
cartilage. U'min ha'talofim. What's talofim? The hoof. What's the hoof made out of? Is the hoof equivalent to a bone? It's cartilage. The hoof is the same material as the horn. The hainu. And here the Rav says this means kli etzem. Okay, so the Rav is telling us a very important yesoid that included in the category of etzem is not only a bone inside the body, but also cartilage, which includes the horn, includes the hoof. The iskish l'chli ar u'chli etz, and these two things are compared to leather and to wood. So we have bone being compared to leather and to wood, and that's exactly what it says over here in the beginning of the Mishnah. The Mishnah begins leads over three different things. Kli eitz, kli uchlei ar, uchlei etzem. And it's compared with Parsha Shmini, and in Parsha Shmini, iskash klei ar uchlei etz l'sak. Okay, and in Parsha Shmini we compare leather and wood, lesak, sak is sackcloth. What is sackcloth? The Chassidut says mikol kliyetz, oy beged, oy or, oy sack. Hilch, therefore, so we have here another category. We have sack is what's sack? I guess that's I don't know. It's another category.
No.
What is it made out of? Sackcloth.
Sack is made out of
sackcloth. You say sackcloth. What is it made out of?
It's a hard material.
Ew. What is exactly is it? Is it from because the fibers of goats? I don't know.
No.
Let's see.
It does?
I'm not sure. Therefore, what's the bottom line? Pishutehem tahorin. What do we mean? What does it mean over here that pishutehem tahorin? The beinon dumya the sack. So the yisoid is everything is going to be a sack. Now, the essence of a sack is it has an inside. It has a toich. It has a receptacle. It has a receptacle. That's a sack. A sack is something which you can move around when it's empty and when it's full. Basically, it means it has a receptacle. It's not a piece, it's not something that's flat. Now, being that all the other things are compared to it, meaning we compare leather, and we compare wood, and we compare bone, and we compare this to a sack, and a hoof, we compare it to a sack. So from this we learn that in order for a utensil to become tamei, that it should require purification, it must have a receptacle. Good?
What's a receptacle?
It means there's an inside. If you, yeah. Like a bag. There's a toich. Let's say you have a flat piece of wood, just a slab of leather, a piece of wood. And has not been fashioned in a way which has an inside. It's just a piece. That's called pshutehem. That's called it's pashut. It's simple. What do you mean it's simple? It means that it's flat. So this thing is indeed. This is tar. Okay. Uchli cheres. With regard to kli cheres, afal pi de pshutehem tarim. Even though pshutehem is tar, loy motzi lemisni b'hadi hanach. So now he's asking a question to Rav. Why didn't the Mishnah list include in the category kli cheres? If you have a piece of pottery, a flat piece of pottery, which does not have a receptacle, what is the halacha? It is tar. If it's tar, so why don't we include it in the category of all the other things? The answer is mishum because the kol hanach taharim kishayin lecham beis kibul afal pi sheyesh lam teich. All of these things that are tar, even when they don't have a base kibul, afal pi sheyesh lahem teich. Also, he's telling us a new chiddush. Kegoin chavis shaleitz, a barrel of wood, she'ein lo shulayim, u'mifuleshes me'ever eiver tohoira, u'v'klicheres kai gavna tamei, mishum de toichoi tol rachmon. So I understand what he's saying over here. One more time, Mishum, the kol hani toharim, the kshayim lochem beis kibul, when they don't have an inside, a beis kibul, af al pi sheyesh lohen toich, kyon chav shaleit she'ein lo shulayim, does not have a bottom, u'mifuleshes me'ever al ever, okay, I got it, al ever al ever, tohoira, a tube. Okay, he's selling us a new, very, very big chiddush. You have a tube. Okay, let's get the new yisoid. Unbelievable, I never knew this. Never knew this chiddush. Only in your schos, I would say, this idea. If you have a tube, what is the essence of a tube? What is a tube? A tube is something which does not have a bottom, but has an inside. Are you with me?
Yeah, listen.
You have a tube. You have a tube.
Oh, a tube like this.
A tube.
I thought you meant a tube like a tube of toothpaste.
No. A tube.
Like a thing that goes around.
Like a pipe. You go out into the street. They have pipes, right? The lying all over the street. Plastic pipes. Out to the construction areas. A pipe. A pipe has an inside.
With a tube, like a toothpaste.
Oh, no, not a toothpaste, because that's completely sealed and old time.
I thought a tube, like a tube that they use for a water thing to hold a person up in the water.
I mean, as a pipe. What is a pipe? A pipe is something which has an inside.
I saw two pipes. I see pipes. But
okay, pipes. I'm not saying the right word. I thought a tube, just something which is round. Something which is round, but does not have anything at this end, nothing at that end. So that is something which, that in halachic terms, a pipe is called a davar sheyesh shloi toich, has an inside. If it's very big, you can crawl inside. If it's even though you can even small, you can put your finger inside. You can channel water inside. It's called a toich, davar sheyesh shloi toich, but the ein lo base kibul. But nothing is stationary. There's no receptacle. What does it mean? There's no receptacle. The water falls out. If you put water in the tube, where does the water go? It goes in one end, it goes up the other end. So a pipe is in halacha called a davar sheyesh loy toich, but the ein loy beis kibul. So my question to you is, what happens if you have a pipe that's made from the following material? It's made from leather, made from wood, made from etzem, or made from glass zechuchas, or made from cheres pottery. What is their status? So the Rav just told us a merdiki yisoy. There's a difference when it comes to wood, leather, etzem, and zechuchas. Tohar, they're not mekabel tuma, because in order for it to be mekabel tuma, it must have a base kibul, a toich. But with regard to this is a pipe. I'm telling you, only dealing with a pipe. I'm telling you different types of materials. I'm telling you the different materials. You have a pipe. A pipe that's made from eights, a pipe that's made from ore, a pipe that's made from etzim, a pipe that's made from glass. These are all pipes. What is the Adem Mekabel Tuma? Are these four things Mekabel Tuma? So they are bought. What is the exception? Kli Cheres. A Kli Cheres does not know. No, it has a toich. No, it does have a toich. It doesn't have a base kibul. Got to get the terminology right. A base kibul means a bottom. Means a bottom. These are things which have a, they have a toich, but they don't have a base kibul. So when it comes to cheres, it's tohar.
What's the toich and what's the base kibul?
That's exactly what I'm trying to say. You have a pipe. Is there an inside to the pipe?
That's a toich. Yeah.
That's a toich. If you put something in the pipe, is it going to remain in the pipe, or is it going to spill out? What?
Spill out.
So does it have a base kibul?
No,
that's the difference.
It has a toich.
Because
it goes inside.
You can go inside. So anything which has a toich, so the thing which has a toich, but does not have a base kibul. So what is the halacha? So it depends. If you're dealing with cheres, then it's tohar. In order for cheres to be mekabel tuma, cheres must have a base kibul. But when it comes to when it comes to cheres, it's tamei.
It's tamei.
Because kli cheres is much more delicate. Does not need to have a base kibul to be tamei. Kli cheres is tamei even if it only has a toich. So does it have a toich? Absolutely. So is it tamei? It's good enough. But when it comes to all the other types of materials, they are tahar. In order for them to become tummy, they must have both. They must have even the base kibul. Let's see that inside. Again, one more time. So, Mordek Yisoy, never knew this. So, look at where it says Klicheres. You got what Klicheres says? See what it says Klicheres?
Absolutely.
Or Klicheres. Af agav de pishuteyem tohoirin. Even though Klicheres, if it's a flat slab of Cheres, it's tohar. Loi matzi l'vismahane b'hadi hanach. The Mishnah cannot list it. It's one of the examples why Mishnah do kol hani tohoirim geshen l'vam base kibul. With regard to all these things that we list in the Mishnah, the Kliyats, the Kliyar. And the Kli Etzim and the Zechuches Tohirin Kishein Lachem Beis Kibul. They're Tohar if they don't have a Beis Kibul. Afal Pi Sheyesh Lohen Toich, even if they have an inside. In other words, even if they're made, they are a pipe. For example, Chavish Shalit, you have a barrel. Your barrel basically in this, and our exil means a pipe. You have a barrel that's made of wood. Sheein La Shulayim, that does not have a bottom. A hollow barrel. A hollow barrel rolling down a mountain. You ever see something like that on some type of television show? A hollow barrel rolling down a mountain. Umifu Leshes Me'ever Lever. And it's open from one end to the other end. In other words, it's a pipe. what's the halacha to choira? Because it does not have, it cannot contain anything. Uvichli cheres bichkahai gavna tamei, but a kli cheres is tamei. Why? Mishum de betoichoi tol rachmana, because it depends on the inside. Vere yesh lo toich, it has a toich. Afal pishein lo base kibble, it has a toich, even though it does not have a base kibble. Okay, so that's his yisoid. Next note, upe shutehem toim des nanacha. This that says that the tar hainu midoi raisa. This that it says that all of these materials are kliyetzikli are and a kli etzem, the kli zulfas is tar when it does not have an inside, does not have a base kibble. That's minat Torah. Avol chachomim gozru tumo al pshute kli etz v'or v'etzem. The chachomim, they stepped it up. They were gozer tumo al pshute kli etz v'or v'etzem ki demuchach begemar bebal basra. If you have a piece of wood, or a piece of bone, or a piece of leather, or a piece of glass that is miyukid for sitting down or for lying upon, it's mekabel tuma min haTorah midin mishkav u'moishav. If a nida, a zav, sits down upon one of these things, and it's miyuchad, it's fashioned in the way where it's made, yeah, made like a chair. A wooden chair is a kli, but let's say you have a mat, a wooden mat that's made for sitting upon, it's mekabel tuma. Good? So we look at a lot of yisoidus here, merdik yisoidus here, a difference between the base kibble and a toich, with regard to kli, with regard to cheres, and we learned about this tuma, and that is only a tuma, there's no tuma derais, but the tuma midrabanan, and even with derais, so there's a tuma of mishkav and moishav. It's kabbalistic. The old mamish. Every line is mamish on your side. Okay, good. Are you okay?
I'm great.
Okay, right. Now, klei zechuchis. Now, what is this thing about glass? Okay, we just mentioned very briefly. You find something in the rabban.
So we did klei eitz and klei ar. Now we're doing
klei eitz and klei ar and klei etzem. Three things. He discussed in detail kli etz, kli ar, kli etzem, and he also discussed the status of a kli cheres.
Right.
Now he's discussing more detail.
How come kli cheres wasn't listed in this?
Because he's just saying there, because he told us the makor, he told us the source for the halacha. The source comes from a pasuk where it says sak, and where it says sak, yes, the kasha, it says also kli cheres. So the kasha, why then did the Mishnah not include cheres in the list? The answer is because the reason why we didn't list cheres is because cheres is more chomer. Even though it's true that generally speaking cheres is similar to the kli etz and the kli ar, but there is a chumrah that's to be found in kli cheres. That's why we did not list it. And what's the chumrah? A kli cheres does not need a shulayim. In order for a kli cheres to be mekabel tumah d'oraisa, it just needs a toich. What is an example of a utensil that has a toich that does not have a base kibble? A pipe. A pipe. The example here was a barrel that has no bottom. So it's basically just a circular enclosure. Or it can be, for that matter, a square enclosure. It has no bottom and no top, like a magician. I'm sure all magicians, they have boxes that don't have any bottom to use for their magic tricks. Okay, weiter. Klei zechuchis, glass. Rabbanu goes to Alem Tum, Rabbanu goes to one klei zechuchis, choyl since tchilas b'riyasin min achoyl. So right away he says that you saw it. His yisoid is that glass is not tamei deraisa. Glass only tamei midrabanan. Why is only tamei midrabanan? Since utchilas b'riyas menachol, since it was created from sand. Havei kechli cheres. Where does glass come from? Glass comes from sand. What do you melt sand and it turns into glass? Yeah, that's how it works. That's when you shape it. How do they first make it? You have to go on one online. They have these videos of there's a series of videos I once saw. It's probably television. I once saw on Amazon Prime. I don't have it anymore. I once had a subscription to Amazon Prime. They basically, I shouldn't say this. They have all these videos and television shows for free. It's part of the subscription. So I was looking around. So they have this fascinating series. Must be a television show of how things are made. I could spend in Amish weeks. They have like an infinite number, and they have all of like these household objects. How are they made? I don't know, how do they make a chair? How do they make a plastic tool neck? How do they make a siddha? I think, I know, I imagine, I know, there's some type of thing. So they have like, they spend like, I don't know, 20 minutes showing you in the factory from the very beginning to the very end, bidiyuk, the types of machines and the chokhmah that goes into creating a pair of glasses. And they go through like simple little things. It's mind blowing. For me at least, mind blowing. I never.
My wife likes that kind.
How did I know about this? Because I go to Matzev. There's a website called Matzev. So Matzev, they have they always have videos. They have a video section. Very nice selection. Very kosher. It's hosted on their servers, and they used to have occasionally. They stole from this thing. How things are made. So they take yeshivish things, like how do they make a porcelain hat? So they had a Stetson hat. I was blown away in how much work goes into making a hat. What goes on, how they take the felt and how they press it, and how they have to make the felt and take away the impurities. It's like, oh, you understand, it's all new. Like in America, they would never make a hat because the amount of labor that goes into making a hat in America would cost $1,000. They would have to make
it
a hat.
$200 now,
you know? If you would have to make a hat in America, it would cost $1,000. It's the labor intense. The labor is so labor intensive. So they do it in third world countries where they don't pay. They pay them a dollar a day. Everyone who's wearing a black hat is exploiting someone. So we get over here. How do we get into that topic? Glass. So I'm curious to see. They probably have something to show you exactly how they make glass. So therefore it's called klicheres. The chamir miklicheres. But now, so sand is a product of the earth. So earth is klicheres. So therefore, however, he says over here that it's mocham klicheres. Cheres is not mekabel from the outside. Glass is mekabel tumah from the outside. Why? Why is the mekabel tumah from the outside? It should be no different than kli cheres still come from the inside, since it's see-through. Since you can see through glass, it's transparent. Chazal gave the outside the chumr of the inside. Just like if you touch the inside, it becomes tamei. So too, when it comes to touch the outside, it becomes tamei. Upeshutehem shaklei zoris tahirin afilu midrabanan. Even midrabanan, the midrabanan hekeira ki yehi dilo listref alai tumah v'kadoshim. Another moridik yisoid that glass is not even tamei midrabanan. Glass is tahor midrabanan. Unlike the pshutehen of eights and or. And cheres, which were machmir, we hold as tamei midrabanan. Glass, pshutei klei zuchuchis, is tohor afilu midrabanan. Why is it tohor afilu midrabanan? Because since it's only tamei midrabanan to begin with, the Chazal did not want to make it tohor tamei. People should not come to burn truma. They did not want people to burn truma when it comes in contact. Normally, when truma comes in contact with truma, you have to burn it. But it's only when it's tamei midaraisa. But if truma is tamei midrabanan, you're not allowed to burn it. So it's very dangerous. When Chazal, when Goyim, there are different types of tamei midrabanan. They're putting truma in danger of being burned shloi kedin. Again, if you have truma and the truma is tamei midaraisa, what is the halacha? We have truma. And truma is tamei midaraisa, what's the halacha? You have to burn it. But if truma is only tamei midrabanan, you're not allowed to burn it.
Okay, what does that have to do with zchuchis?
So zchuchis is glass. Glass, let's say all these pshut tam,
yeah.
These utensils, they're tamei midrabanan. What happens if a person, a truma...
I thought that the cheres is the only one that was midrabanan. The rest of them were deraisa.
They're all midrabanan. All these things are midrabanan. Even klicher is also midrabanan. Pshutim, pshutayim. Let's say a mace touches a pshutay kliates.
Yeah.
Is it tamei? So the answer is not midrabanan. It's only tamei midrabanan. L'may nafka mina.
We did something different by Kli Charis, though.
Kli Charis, we talked about the toich. When you have a toich, you don't have a base kibble. That's the difference. That was a different halacha. Where there's a toich, a Kli Charis, that's a tube. But now he's saying a new yisoid. Now he's discussing a case where you have pshutehem.
Yeah.
So when it comes to all the other materials, it's tamim midrabanan. But when it comes to glass, it's tohor legamri. Why is it tohor legamri? Because glass can never become tamim midaraisa ever.
Why?
Because it's not a real material. It's exer. The whole thing of glass is not. It's not listed in the Torah. The Torah only lists cheres, eitz, or sak. It's not one of the items listed. So glass is only tamim midrabanan. It's not tamim midatorah. In order to show people, to remind people that it's only tamim midrabanan, it's not tamim, it's not tamim midatorah, is they said that when it's in a state of being pshutehen, when there's no base kibble, it's tohor legamri, and you don't have to do anything. The reason why they did it was in order to remind people that this is tamim midrabanan, and the reason why they want to make everyone remind everyone that it's only tamim midrabanan, so that people should not come by accident to burn shuma on its behalf. Okay? Okay, we got to stop because it's already shachris. Shachris is 5 minutes early. Okay, what are we going to do tomorrow?